from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. It's rare that snowmobile season around here opens before early January. However, if things fall into place, it might open for the holidays this year. Gilbert Fortin is the president-governor of the Temiskaming-Abitibi Trail Association. It covers the area from Iroquois Falls to Kirkland Lake, over to Folliette and Gogama, and along the Highway 11 corridor through Englehart down to Temagami. He says one big task is getting new property owners permission to cut across their land. Without those permits, there are gaps in the trail system.
We may have 100 kilometers of trail with 1 kilometer of a missing landowner, and it affects the whole trail, just like a missing chain link.
In the meantime, volunteers are out preparing the trails, especially trying to get marshy areas to freeze. Ontario Transportation Minister Prabhmeet Sarkaria stops short of endorsing an NDP private members' bill on winter drivers' training for truckers. It was tabled last week by Guy Bourgoin, MPP for Meshkegwa, James Bay. However, Sarkaria says he's always looking for ways of improving commercial vehicle safety.
We're undergoing currently consultation on that, so I find all of that feedback very helpful, and any idea, irrespective of where it comes from, something that we're going to be considering as we move forward to help and support safer roads and safer driving on our highways.
One measure Sarkaria says is being considered is drivers getting at least 1 year of Canadian winter driving experience before being eligible for a trucking license. The federal New Democrats want Ottawa to make permanent the two-month GST pause, which is to start December 15th, and expand the list to include more essential items such as cell phone bills, internet services, and home heating fuels. They also want to expand eligibility for the promised $250 payment to include seniors and Canadians who didn't work in 2023. To pay for the expense, the NDP says the government should bring in an excess profits tax on large corporations. Picking up from this morning's feature about Christmas foods brought to Timmins from around the world, local historian Karen Bachman tells us how Napoleon banned actual Yule logs in France, so bakers took over. They created chocolate confections with all kinds of creamy fillings.
That tradition has gone on for us, and we still see that today. And les bûches de Noël are really quite yummy.
Next week, Filipino holiday food.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.